Hello and welcome to this month's coffee subscription, which is coffee called Acquiara's Estate Entre Rios Natural Processed. So before I begin, you may notice that the vessel I'm drinking from, my mug, is a little bit different today. It kind of falls on from some of the chat we've been having with our coffee club members about our favourite mugs. And probably revealing a little bit too much here, but this is my favourite coffee drinking mug here. Now, if you're interested in our coffee club, we have a little member only chat that we've talked about various things to do with coffee. And we also have member-only giveaways. We've just introduced something called Choose a Review, where coffee club members are choosing the equipment they want me to review. We're buying it, and then after the review is finished, we're giving that equipment away to our coffee club members. Costs £3 a month. If you're interested in joining, have a look at our website, and all the details are there. So let's take a look at this month's coffee. So Acquiara's Estate is the farm that this coffee was bought from. We've been buying from Acquiara's Estate for a number of years. Going back 4, 5, even 6 years that we've been buying coffee from Diego, kind of built up a nice relationship there. And any of you locally and have visited the Moon and Sixpence in Cockermouth, Stephen Kidd, the owner, spent some time visiting Acquiara's Estate and working on the farm with Diego. So between Steve and ourselves, we've got a nice link with this particular farm. This particular lot of coffee is called Don Alfonso Entre Rios. So the way it works on the farm, and like most coffee farms, when they grow their coffee, they don't necessarily get everything at a specialty level. They get different grades of coffee growing across the farm, in part because that's the nature of coffee. You just don't get great stuff all the time, but in part because they want to serve different parts of the market, kind of spread their earnings, if you like. And what they do on Acquiara's Estate is where they find a coffee that's particularly good or they've grown it to be a particularly good coffee, those micro lots, they name Don Alfonso. And Don Alfonso is the patriarch of the family. So all these lots are kind of named after him in recognition of the effort he put into starting and developing the farm and the estate. So Entre Rios then is means between rivers, and they tend to name the coffees after a part of the farm or something on the farm that's significant to them. So Don Alfonso, Entre Rios. It's a natural processed coffee. And I bought it in because it's interesting. The climate at Acquiara's Estate, they don't have that period of dry weather to be able to dry the cherries outdoors. There's enough rain there to ruin that kind of processing method. And in fact, Diego saw it as a challenge to be able to produce a natural processed coffee at Acquiara's Estate. So how did he get around this issue, this problem? Well, the coffees are dried in greenhouses. It's as simple as that. They're big greenhouses, either some are made of glass and some are made of kind of a plastic exterior. And the idea is they're creating the right environment without the kind of rain and the water getting to the coffee itself. And the process he goes through is that the coffee starts off on a ceramic tiled floor where the cherries are dried for about 2 to 3 days. From that point, they're moved to their raised beds and they look so tidy. When you see the pictures of these, their beds are immaculate, the way they lay them out, they set them out. They spend about 10 days on these raised beds. And finally, they spend one day in guardiolas. These are mechanical dryers. They're often wood-fueled dryers, almost like tumble dryers, if you like. And they spend the last final day in there. Now, what's really interesting at Acquiara's Estate is that the greenhouses themselves, they don't have the right environment inside to dry the cherries as a greenhouse. So they use the dry air from the guardiolas and they pump them through the greenhouse to create the right humidity to dry the cherries well. And this is Diego's effort at producing a natural processed coffee. So what have we got in the cup here? Well, let it cool. Always let it cool a little bit. It's not overly natural in its character. It's what I call a delicate natural processed coffee. There's plenty of body there. There's plenty of sweetness there that we'd expect from natural processed coffee. But a lot of the flavors we're picking out are a little bit delicate. You've got floral tones in there, most definitely. And we had a good chat about this. The fruit side of it, we were kind of bouncing. Straight out the roaster, we thought more cherry-like, but it settled a bit. A couple of days on, we're kind of tasting more pomegranate. There's a bit of a zing to it, a bit of sweetness there. Bit of pomegranate, we think. And then there's an orange tone there, but not your standard citrus or sharp citrus orange. We think it's more blood orange in character. So I get these kind of floral tones coming right at the start. That pomegranate and that blood orange kicks in. And then it's got quite a thick, sticky finish to it. It's not honey-like, despite those floral tones. It's not honey-like. We're thinking more kind of a syrupy tone to it. Thick, syrupy finish to this coffee. It's really interesting. It's probably my third cup I've drank this morning. So if that isn't the sign of a good coffee, I don't know what is. So we'd love to hear your thoughts and comments about these coffees. Please keep them coming in. They're really interesting to read. I hope you enjoy this month's offering. And maybe pretty cool to enjoy it in your favourite mug. Thanks for watching.